Terrell, I guess I see you got my message, Terrell.
Yeah. Yep. I told him too.
Oh, good, good. It's great to have
you. We were chatting on the phone. Yeah,
okay. It's 9:04 Eastern. I'm going to wait until my iPhone, which is now parked on that window, when it says 9:05, I'm going to call the meeting to order.
There
I'm
going to
be real, real kind of OCD, or I guess I could say I'm going to be real anal about this. But. Well, I was the guy who brought it to your attention that you got an extra second to vote last year because of the leap second. All right, it just it says 6:05, meaning it's 9:05 Eastern time. Eastern, right? Yeah, it's I've only been away from there about a year and a half. Okay, this is John McCann, and I am welcoming you to the 2016 2016 BITS annual teleconference meeting, the second meeting to be conducted by a teleconference. Materials have been circulated to you. I hope you got the opportunity to see them. They were circulated a while back. They were also circulated this morning. They almost weren't. My thanks to Jim Denham for saying, hey, no attachments. We corrected that. And thank you, Karen, for your comment.
We've all done it,
but, and blessedly, we have people to back us up, people who've got our backs when that happens. So,
yes.
Hopefully, you've had the opportunity to see them because I really don't relish reading, reading them. Let me stop this from announcing the time every minute. I don't really want to be that out of control about it. So, at this point, we'll begin with item one. Let me read it. Introduction, members and guests. I got to read it. Quorum check, moment of silence. We'll get all this. If you have the agenda in front of you. Tom, I'm handing it off to you. I know you've developed the list as people have come in.
We're going to do this the same way we did here. And I'm going to let Renee read an alphabetical list of people that we've caught, that we think we got everybody. And she's going to ask you to say here. And then when we get to the end, I'll ask if there's anybody who hasn't had a chance to let us know you're here, and we'll go from there. So, okay, Renee, you can take it away.
Okay. The first person is Jeff Bishop.
I am here.
Okay. And then we have Karen Campbell and Ray Campbell.
Here.
Okay. Then we have Tim Cummings.
Here.
James Denham.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Then I have Earlene Hughes.
Here.
Okay. Terrell Jones.
Here.
And Tom is here. And then John McCann is here. And then Marsha Moses.
Here.
Rob Rogers.
Here.
And Terry Ann Sowerman.
Here.
Lillian Skase.
Here.
And who else? Let's see. Then Kelly Stanfield.
Here.
And David Tanner.
Here.
And Larry Turnbull.
Here.
Richard Villa.
I'm here.
And let's see. And Zavali, myself.
Here.
Is there anyone that I did not call that has joined us?
Frank Welty.
Frank?
Hi, Frank. Good to see you, bud.
Hey.
Anybody else that you haven't heard from? Well, based on that, Mr. President, that happens full, and thank you very much.
Yeah, it looks like they're all members, so we don't, anyone else would have spoken up, presumably, whether a member or not. So we don't account for any guests as such. We have a certified list of 82 members for this annual meeting. I didn't track all those names. I didn't create a numbered list there, Renee, but I know we have more than 8, so the quorum check is satisfied. That is a positive result. This is a proper meeting under the D.C. Code. Did somebody want to say something?
3 times. I counted, I think it was 20 or 22, somewhere in there.
Okay, well, I'm not going to worry about the exact number for right now. It's the quorum requirement is satisfied. At this time, as the last sub-item under the first agenda item, I would like for us to observe a minute of silence for Steve Holmes. Steve was our website administrator. He was a director. He was, as it happened, completing his second consecutive term as a director and was tragically struck down with stomach cancer. If we could mute that, that'd be great.
Those who don't know, R6 will mute it, and then R6 is a toggle to unmute, in case you've heard Brad the time.
I'm going to try it again.
Star 6.
Yep.
And who just joined us?
Marty.
Marty too. Okay, I know a lot of people are muting, so I'll give a second.
Am I muted now?
No.
But if your phone isn't, you know. Anyway.
I'm using an iPhone.
Oh, that can be dicey.
That's another story. That's okay. Just sit tight and...
Just don't worry about it for now. Anyway, to continue, you know, with this, I want to approach this with some degree of solemnity. You know, Steve was an enormous contributor to the organization. His departure, and he was tragically struck down with stomach cancer on May 20th. We did not learn about it until June 8th or 9th. He was very, very secretive about the situation. We were blindsided, and aside from being very sad, it created some administrative hoops, and I'll discuss that a little bit more under my president's report. But at this time, I would like for us to observe a moment of silence in memory of Steve Holmes. Okay, thank you for that. We now proceed to item 2, which is adoption of the agenda. It's been circulated as recently as this morning. Does anyone care to make a motion for its adoption?
I move to adopt the circulated.
I'll second. Ray Campbell.
Okay, Tom moves. Ray Campbell seconds. Adoption of the agenda. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. The third item of business is consideration and adoption of the minutes of the 2015 annual BITS business meeting. Those were likewise circulated. Anyone would care to move their adoption?
I would move adoption of the minutes that circulated.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I'll give it to Renee. Okay, so moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Great. The minutes of the 2015 annual meeting will no longer be considered draft. I'll note the approval date, and we'll get those up on the website. Arlene, I'll talk to you about that. Fourth item on the agenda is the Treasurer's Report, which was circulated only today, so you might not have seen it. It really reflects June, but Richard, I'll let you speak to that.
This is a interim report. It's not an annual. It is for the month of ending, or actually the period ending the 22nd of June.
Can you speak a little louder, Richard? Can you possibly get closer to the phone?
Let me.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll get closer to that one. Okay. Okay, this is the report as of the 22nd of June, and second beginning balance, that's something you're seeing.
Yep.
Who just came in? Can I ask yourself quickly?
Lyle Sine.
Okay.
Who?
Don't know, Tom. Lyle Sine, S-I-N-E, right.
Okay, the beginning balance as of the 1st of June. Let me mess up this. My
still, it doesn't want to track questions for some reason. I'll get here. There's a balance, the beginning balance was $5,746.13. We had deposits of, from PayPal, of $66.76. Total deposits in a period of $66.76. Expenses, we had a check to myself for the payment of the Amazon Echoes, which are for the auction and the bits, lunch, and drawing, total of $239.90. And then GoDaddy, $177.19 for the website move and hosting fees. Total expenses was $417.09. 6/22, that was as of today. The checking account balance was $5,395.80. At the beginning of the month, our PayPal is down for now is zero. At the beginning of the month, our savings account had $549.47. On the 22nd, that's today, the savings account balance is $549.49. Give us 2 cents. Wells Fargo CD is $10,000, and that CD will mature next March. Total all accounts is $15,945.29. Submit that for the auditor whenever it needed.
Okay, that's generally where we leave that. This is really informational for the board, since we want to have a complete report in June. It just gives the membership. I mean, if anyone has questions, I'm not wishing to thwart debate, but this should be regarded mostly as informational. It basically shows you where our money's going, at least in any given month, and that we have about $16,000. So this is in good shape. Pretty well managed.
We do have an amount of $320 kind of in the air because it should be tore off one of our checks because we're sending our dues in, and we got a little concerned about the check not getting mailed because it was addressed to the old address and the ACB has moved, so it didn't get there in time, so we paid it with a card, and therefore they tore the check up, and until the check becomes no good, they won't put the money back in our account. So we have $320 more than what I do.
Correct. We're $320 to the good because we can't really count that back in until the bank tells us. They're regarding it as a
down.
Okay.
That is my report.
Thank you. Let me come up to where I need to be. Okay. It is at 18 minutes after the hour, time for the President's report. On a personal note, I will say that last year at this time, I was in a snowbird condo that we were renting by the month, and I think I was sitting on the floor with a kind of cheapy telephone I borrowed because all my telephones were in storage, and I didn't want to participate in the meeting via cell phone just in case things got funky. Well, this time around, I've got a nice landline connection, and I'm sitting in a comfy leather rocker recliner in an office. So life does get better. Happily ensconced in Tucson and loving it. So that'll be all I'll say on a strictly personal note. We had record-breaking temperatures too, but I knew that going in. I mean, that's part of the deal.
The first item I'd like to address basically is the ramifications of Steve's passing and the unfortunate fact of the matter is that Steve had taken several pieces of information with him to the grave when he passed, and we were faced with a Herculean task of preparing for this meeting, making sure our membership rosters were in sync, that everyone who was entitled to notice got notice, and some got it late, and there was some a lot of website activity that needed to take place. I'm going to ask that every member on this phone call to join with me in commending Early News in the strongest of terms for the incredible effort that she put forward first and
foremost. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Implicit in the statement I just made is the fact that I have designated Early News as the follow-on website.
Well, add my yes to that.
An email. You know, I've designated her to fill Steve's role in the wake of his passing, and she has done a yeoman's job. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. You heard Steve talk, not Steve, right? You heard Richard talk about the GoDaddy payment. It was simply deemed more expedient to purchase another GoDaddy account. We were near the end on the one we had anyway. I don't know how close we were to the end, but we wanted at all costs to avoid having to approach Steve's widow and get death certificates and the kind of nightmare that that would have involved. We simply established a new account. Earlene moved things over. And Earlene, I'll let you follow up with it as much as you know you care to say about what you've done. Just you know, and the people probably, you can say it better than I can, and the people will understand it because I'll just mess it up. But just in the spirit of transparency, give us about the bullets of what's in place.
She may be on mute. Give her a chance to get off mute.
I'm hoping, Jolene. There we go.
Somebody come in.
Good evening.
Oh, Karen. Karen, I tell. Hey, Karen.
I'm sorry. I was muted.
Okay.
I really don't have too much to say except that I do want to say Steve was a really good friend of mine, and I know he probably didn't mean for any of this to happen in a bad way. You know, none of us really know for sure how it will be when we are faced with such news, but I think Steve probably just, you know, what can I say? We didn't have, in the moving of the website and the GoDaddy account, it's not as easy as it seems or it should be. I didn't have any way to identify who we were. I didn't have, so we had to first, I'll be brief about this, but we had to first move it legally, and then we had to move it technically. And the website is being rebuilt. I've put up as much as I could in the time that I've had. Everything seems to be stable. If you notice things missing, just be patient. I did copy as much from the old site as I could. I couldn't update it because I didn't have any passwords or anything. It was quite an experience.
Mm.
But the good news is we've got procedures in place now so that we won't be in a situation like we were. And that's the good news. So we're moving forward and cross our fingers. What can I say?
Thanks again, Arlene. And that, like you say, there's no way, you know, it's easy to second guess how is any of us going to deal if we receive a terminal diagnosis. But the first thing on our minds is probably not going to be, unlump passwords, make sure I get them over to the people that need. That's probably not the first thing you're thinking of.
By no means.
No disrespect to Steve. We got the situation dealt with, and again, thanks for all your efforts, to be sure. Moving on. The membership report, we certified 78 members for under AMS by the March 31st deadline, as it basically now is, a March 15th deadline, but we had March 31st to get it in. Some people had fallen through the cracks. We have at least recovered all those people, and I'm glad to see that two of them that almost didn't receive notice of the meeting are here, and that's super exciting. Again, I don't want to get into the weeds. We are aware of the problem, and we'll be moving proactively after the convention to have coordinating mechanisms so that we're not pulling our hair out at the last minute. In short, you have a situation where there are three membership functions in the hands of three people. Richard records the money. Earlene now will be the one who takes care of subscribing you to the email list and creating credentials for you on the website, and I handle the affiliate, ACB's affiliate membership management system. So you want to do I'm messing up here. You either do one of two things. You consolidate all of those responsibilities under one person, which I think is unduly burdensome, or you make sure that the three people handling those three functions are coordinating in a little better fashion than has heretofore been the case. So I pledge that we're going with option B, and that's going to get improved. C, again, concerning convention matters, it's my pleasure to announce that at the annual convention, and Ray already knows this because he elicited the information on leadership, I will be serving as BITS official delegate, Richard Villa will be the alternate delegate, and Andrea Pitzenbarger, our vice president, will go to nominating committee. For those of you who may not be aware, we have an interesting situation this year, although it's a pleasant one to have as opposed to having too few candidates. We have six candidates vying for five slots. Those candidates are Dan Spoon, Jeff Bishop, who backfilled my position when I successfully ran for the second vice presidency after Marlena declined to run. So Dan Spoon, Jeff Bishop, Dan Dillon, out of Tennessee, Bernice Colley from Washington State, and Tiffany Jolliffe and Sarah Conrad are also running, those being two rather young individuals, not that we should think of it as being the youth seat on the board, but if you think of it that way, and I'm not sure that that's the way it should be thought of, they're in the mix, too, so it should be an interesting election, and we'll see what nominating committee comes up with, and we'll see what the electorate comes up with. Okay, I also want to announce the winner of the Kelly Cannon Scholarship. That scholarship, while being administered by ACB, is one that we have a particular interest in because it was a scholarship created by Richard and Tam Cannon, past members of this organization, whose child Kelly was tragically struck down with cancer at a very early age. They established the scholarship, okay, and it, like most of all scholarships now, they're administered by ACB, but we do have an interest in follow-up. Toward that end, I announced that Jack Duffy Pretentis, it's a hyphenated last name, of Easton, I believe, Ma, in Massachusetts, has won that scholarship. He will not be at the convention. He is out of the country, as it happens. Hence, it's offering him free admission to all of its functions is moot, but I will reach out to him and indicate that we're pleased to give him a year's free membership. I hope he elects to make that meaningful and participate to the extent he can. But like most students, it's probably going to be we won't hear from him too much. I know what that's like, having been a student myself. As was alluded to, item B here.
May I be recognized for a second?
Yes, Richard.
I'm
sorry.
Just for what if it's a record straight only because of
please
the scholarship for Kelly in Kelly Cannon's name was actually set up by BIT or VidPi at the time. It was put together with a lot of 50-50 raffles and donations and stuff to the organization. And it was actually created after her death the next an annual meeting, and we it took a number of years to build up the funds to have it perpetually funded now.
Great, Richard. Thanks. Great. Thanks for the background. That's, you know, I always want to be accurate, so we'll accurately reflect that. As was alluded to in Richard's treasurer's report, BITS will be donating. We bought two tablets, Echo tablets, Amazon Echo tablets with the Alexa voice prompt, we've got two of them. One will be our donation to the ACB auction to be held Wednesday evening at the convention, and the other one will be the door prize. And in order to be eligible to win that door prize, you have to have, A, bought the BITS package, the full package for all our events, and be in the room at the end of the luncheon. So that's that. The Brenda Dillon, next item, the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk. At long last, I did establish a team. It was sort of a, no, I think we had
boarded.
We did say we were going to have the team name be the Hard Drivers. We'd used that name previously. I will get the link out as soon as possible. So anyone who wishes to donate, I mean, we're pretty late to the table on that, but I think better late than never. I will really try to do better about establishing that team earlier on in the game, in future years, in the next year. Okay, next item is G. This is something that's very exciting. BITS has really been given an excellent opportunity to be a part of showcasing the improved functions of Narrator in the soon-to-be-released, as I understand it, next iteration of Windows 10. In a nutshell, Jeff Bishop apprised both Brian Charlson of the Information Access Committee and myself in my role as BITS president that Microsoft was interested in being able to present on this topic and even doing some one-on-one work with anybody who would be interested. To make a long story short, courtesy of our going to this teleconference annual meeting format, the 2:45 to 4 o'clock slot on Tuesday was open. I had a conversation with Kelly Ford, who's honchoing this, and he will be presenting a session on Narrator after the luncheon and after, I think it is, Dan Roberts' presentation on the indoor low-vis guide, indoor navigation app, which will be mentioned in the convention report, although I may be giving the convention report because I don't think Andrea is here. So I'm very excited that Kelly Ford and I think somebody else along with him will be giving a presentation on the increased functionality of Narrator, and we are going to have opportunities in the BITS suite. There'll be about four or five computers there, and people can get some one-on-one exposure to it. This all came about after the program, the convention program, had been put together. So we're going to have to get word out about this on our list, on the leadership list, maybe with an article in the convention newspaper. We have social media, but the blindness community being what it is, I have no doubt that we'll be able to get the word out. I would have liked to have gotten it out earlier, but I wanted things to be solid and nailed down. And as I say, Kelly Ford approached us a little late in the game, but here's an example of not only better late than never. He approached us, and we're going to make this a real win-win situation. Great visibility, great assistance to Microsoft, and great visibility for BITS. I do believe it's true that if we're going to embrace the mantra of nothing about us without us, then we need to take advantage of all opportunities for us to be at the table when an interest is demonstrated in making things more functional for blind people. Moving on to another item, H here, recording of affiliate holiday greetings. Some of you may be aware that BITS did, at the request of ACB Radio staff, the call went out for affiliates to do holiday greetings. As you can imagine, in the case of special interest affiliates, they only meet at conventions. So any special interest affiliate that wanted to do a holiday greeting was basically in the position of having to do it with lo-fi teleconference bridge call recordings along the lines of what we have here. That's less than an optimal situation. So the idea arose last year that Bits might want to set up some recording equipment in the suite and invite any groups from affiliates, any segment of a given affiliate, doesn't have to be a special interest affiliate, come on up, gather around a mic, put together a recording, record it, we'll make it available to ACB Radio. We are a special interest affiliate of ACB, so we want to stand together in helping ACB and helping ACB's, one of ACB's primary public relations outreach undertakings, and that is ACB Radio. So I hope that we'll be able to be successful in that and get a few good, high-quality recordings to be aired next December. I know we'll be there in July making Christmas recordings, but that's okay. Moving on to item I. Yeah, Karen? I recognize Karen.
We can always do Christmas and July recordings and transfer them to December.
Well, we could certainly do stuff like that. Coming back to social media, I received a phone call from Terrell Jones, who's present at the meeting today, and he asked me, well, gee, how does one get on, come to the attention of whoever one has to come to the attention of to handle the Bits Twitter account? I said, well, you're talking to him. I have credentials for the account, and Andrea does. Neither one of us have given it a lot of attention in the past couple of months, and Terrell stepped forward. No one's been thrown off of the Twitter team. I'm announcing here that Terrell has been added to the Twitter team, and he's put some things out there. So I think it's great for Bits that at least that aspect of our social media presence has been augmented by someone who has, being frank, demonstrated a little more inclination to pay attention to it than the regular members of the team have done thus far. So that's exciting.
And, Mr. President?
Yes.
Yes, this is Carol. I want to, at some point, it may have to be tomorrow, but I want to kind of give you a call and kind of narrow down some more things as far as, like, a guideline, you know, what to tweet and things like that. So
okay.
I want to discuss that with
you. You and I can have that private conversation. Again, thank you for stepping forward and for your efforts. The Bits Saturday night chat sessions proceed apace, another great year of those. We've augmented them by adding another protocol for participation, specifically Team Talk. Tom's really the one who honchos that. I've learned an awful lot about Team Talk. I learned something new about Team Talk just today because I'm learning Latin by Team Talk. That's another discussion. But Tom, whatever you want to say about the Saturday night chat for a minute or two.
Well, I have to say that we have, for now, just been working with the Freeform Bits chat, but I want to, as we begin the new year after convention in particular, I would like to start presentations and tutorials a couple, 3 years ago on the phone, but what I could do is to be able to have them sound like really good presentations, very similar to the Robert Acosta's Accessible World Tech Talk presentations, in the sense that they really do sound excellent, and we can get this done with Team Talk, but they're up until fairly recently, we've had some issues that I haven't wanted to move forward with the Team Talk because it's not exactly totally done yet. They're still making changes to it, and as they continue to make changes, some things work well. Every once in a while, they break something. And so we're trying to get it to be stable and something that we can recommend that everybody try and do before we actually move it forward. But I believe that we're coming on that point where we can go ahead and make that decision, and that's something I'll be telling more of you all about in emails as I send them out every Saturday, telling about Saturday Night Biz Chat. We've had some fantastic chats. We've also found out sometimes some of the information, the best parts of the chats come towards the end of the chat. And we've had some chats that have lasted 4, 5, 6 hours, and we've had blasts on these chats. And some of you who have been on the chat really know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go too much into the weeds on this, but other than to say that everyone is welcome. We would love to have more of you participate. If you should decide to do that, I'll be more than happy at convention. One of our programming segments for those of you who are going to be at the is to help you get Team Talk downloaded in whatever device you need, and coming up to this and get it care of. That's one of the reasons we've got a bit suite, is to handle things like cleaning and stuff like that, and we'll get more into that later as we go through the program. So that's my story as it stands from here, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay, sounds good, Tom. Appreciate it. This report has already gone on for 20 minutes, so I really want to move through the remaining stuff. There's only two. Actually, kind of three, but we'll learn about three at the end. The next to last item, officially, is I'm going to talk about special interest affiliate concerns about the new convention format that's coming up in 2017. Actually, there are several things involved here. One item of concern is the price that affiliates are being requested to pay if they do live streaming and if they have any direct connection between the PA board, the PA system board, and the and their recording equipment. That issue is something we've sort of dodged by putting a microphone in front of a speaker, and we don't stream live. So we've basically taken ourselves out of any direct need to comment or have an opinion about it. But I want you to know that's on the table. And something else that's a more immediate concern. A letter, I was approached at the mid-year meetings by Charlie Glazer, who represents CLVI, and he was interested in having a meeting of special interest affiliate representatives of presidents on Saturday evening at the convention to discuss their concerns. Well, they got a little bit more proactive with it. Paul Edwards sent out a letter the first full week of June. I sent Tom to that teleconference meeting because it occurred on June 11th, and I was attending the nuptials of my daughter. You know, me and my ex-wife were there. And that seemed like the appropriate thing to be doing. So, you know, Tom attended the meeting. A letter's been generated, and I know it's been sent to Kim. There is a particular concern, not so much about the shortening of the convention, but the convention calls for us to split and have both a morning and an afternoon session. There are concerns that the logistics of moving blind people around and how this might affect attendance, not only at that afternoon session, but on, how it will impact special interest affiliates. Let's just see how this all plays out. I respect the concerns raised by Paul Edwards. I don't want to presume on what the board would do, but I think the board would be foolish to dismiss these concerns out of hand, and if it does, I think they ought to be braced for the distinct possibility of a resolution being brought to the floor, and we really don't want that. So, SenseBase is a special interest affiliate. I wanted you to be aware that in conjunction with other special interest affiliates, there are some concerns about how this putative afternoon session, which is scheduled to occur, but we can revisit it. The board, the ACB board, has the power to revisit it, and I'm going to urge that they do so. That's just something I want to make you aware of.
Mr. President?
Okay. Yeah.
Jim, just a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the pre-convention board meeting, there's an agenda published for that meeting?
It's not published. It's been put out to the board. I can tell you, let me say this much. The item that I've just referenced is on the board agenda the agenda of that meeting. And I can virtually guarantee you that there will be people sitting around the room paying careful attention to how the board addresses the letter that was sent to Kim. I know special interest affiliate presidents are well aware. You know, it's on, Kim intends to address it. What in the exact manner in which she intends to address it is not known to me at this time beyond submitting it for board discussion. So, and that will be an open session. So there'll be the opportunity to personally observe how the board addresses it.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
If I may really quickly, why the change in the convention format?
There was the thinking it was one part of the thinking was didn't hold a lot of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Didn't really impress me very much. Like, well, a lot of other national conventions are going to this session of morning and afternoon session, you know. And I'm saying, well, you know, just because other people do it doesn't mean we have to do it. The other thing that was raised in support of it when it was decided to do this, at least the initial decision to do it, was that
sometimes you can get more, sometimes speakers decline because they can only make an afternoon session, or they don't want to spend, they can only want to, hotel considerations, they kind of want to get in and get out. I don't know how many people were, who've turned us down because we didn't have an afternoon session. I'm not sure that the benefits, if there are any, of an afternoon session outweigh the detriments, and I've certainly rethought that in the wake of the concerns raised by this consortium of special interest affiliate representatives.
John?
Yeah.
It's Ray, and I don't want to belabor this any longer, though. All I'll say is that I certainly look forward to hearing that letter and debating it within the board. I just hope that whatever decision that we make will still allow us to shorten the convention, because we really need to do that. Because
yeah, it will shorten. Yeah, this that aspect is only whether we do afternoon sessions or not. I think the shortening of convention, I'm much more prepared personally. I'll just speak to this personally for briefly. I'm much more prepared on a personal level to defend the shortening of the convention than I am to defend this afternoon session. You know, I don't. I want to. This should really be considered in the board, but it's, so I don't want to tip my hand. But I'm very amenable to accommodating the concerns, and let's see how that plays out in the context of the meeting. Okay. Goals for 2017. Well, goal number one, you did receive a copy of the minutes, and you may remember that goal number one at that time was about something to do with the Constitution. Well, I want to suggest you cut and paste that. You know where it says 2016? Take out the 6 and put it in a 7. That's a cute way of saying that I didn't do anything with that this year. I'm a little bit jammed up, so it gets punted to next year, but I think I'm really pledged to be more proactive and streamline our Constitution a bit. Goal 2 from last year was website content, and I think that we've improved in that area, and I'm not going to reprise the challenges that we have faced just in resurrecting what content we had, but I have a great deal of confidence in my board and, you know, in the early news, and we are going to, Tom already spoke about doing tutorials, so I think we're going to move forward proactively on that front as well. And the last thing is, as I said, to achieve better coordination among the three people who are tracking membership functions, that is, handling list subscriptions, website credentials, as it is a members-only site, or areas of the site are members-only, and making sure the AMP database is good. We only missed by 4, and we corrected it, but I want that to improve as well. An item that's not on your agenda, in closing, as you know, and I put myself up for president and in 2015, and that was before I knew that Marlena was not going to run for second vice president. I guess in a word, I have found it a bit challenging, and I think it goes back to some of the things I just said, that work that I wish to have done better on that I didn't this year. I have found it somewhat challenging to fully meet my duties both as BITS president and as second vice president of ACB. So at the risk of being Lyndon Baines Johnson-esque, I will announce here that I will not seek the presidency of BITS in 2017. I'll certainly remain involved. I won't say now the extent to which I will be involved. A board position certainly is not something I'm writing off or anything like that. But as of 2017, I won't stand for election for president. So I'm a lame duck of 1 year standing, we'll try to proceed along the lines as I've just described with the goals I have. And again, it's been an honor to serve this past year. I know it'll continue to be an honor to serve in the coming year. And again, deep thanks to my board for everything they have done, particularly the efforts that have been expended. You know, I couldn't be more proud of my board. And the way they've coalesced around the crises that we have faced. And it came about under times when I was traveling to Virginia to, I guess, say, be there for my daughter's wedding. The need to do what we did could not have occurred at a worse time, yet it was done. Thanks in major part to Arlene, as I've already said. So, and that concludes my president's report.
If there are any questions?
Question.
Yeah. Karen?
It's Karen Campbell. Do we have, so that this doesn't happen again, do we have more than one person involved in the website matters?
Well, we have, I don't have the administrative skills that Erlene has, but I will be given the passwords and all credentials so that when a new person is appointed, that person will have what he or she needs. Yeah, we, having gotten burned this way, we're not going to put ourselves in that same position. And that's a very valid point.
Thank you.
Certainly. At this point, I would have recognized Andrea, but I don't believe she's here. Let's be sure she's not. And I guess I got to continue then. The BITS convention program. BITS did its own little bit of a misstep. Well, it wasn't so much a misstep. We were going to talk about social media on the Sunday morning session, but then what would happen but CSUN. And there have been an incredible crop of good Braille displays that were announced at CSUN, and I think most are already brought to market. So that'll be the session on Sunday morning. The session on Sunday afternoon will be our usual vendor showcase. We're doing a joint session with ACB Radio Amateurs on Monday afternoon. That's having to do with Echolink and also some repeater iDevice. I use it on the iPhone. Some functions for finding repeaters, amateur radio specific applications. I think there's another session on Monday, is there not? Someone, Tom? Anyone, John?
Yeah,
Richard?
The session that I was talking about the team talk for the CPU.
Oh, team talk.
Team talk together.
Okay. I believe that was.
Yeah. Flood session with Amit and Biz.
Right. We're having Dan Roberts of the Low Viz Guide, app developed by MD, Macular Degeneration Organization. I got a chance to see this a little bit at the California Council Convention where I was the national rep invited to speak to the California Council, and Dan Roberts was there. He will follow our luncheon, which occurs at 12:15 on Tuesday, the 5th of July, and he'll go till 2:30, and the 2:45 to 4 session is, as I've explained before, an excellent opportunity to learn about the new functions, the increased functionality of Narrator, and you'll have the opportunity to test that out a little, test drive that for yourself. I think both Tuesday morning and all of Wednesday afternoon in the BITS suite, this is the value of having the BITS suite. We're having lunch. Don't ask me what the menu is. I forgot. And when you go to the convention, you've already signed up for it, so you know what you're getting if you're getting it. And those who aren't getting it don't need to worry about it. And I think if anyone wants to add to that, anyone on the board who has knowledge of things I forgot to mention?
I can tell you that for the convention, I believe what we have, if I mind, I seem to recall that we chose lasagna, a meat lasagna sort of thing, I think. And yeah. Several sides and key lime pie for dessert, I believe, is what
okay. Like I said,
and we also, and of course, we also have the BITS, we have the BITS Mixer on Monday evening.
Yes, we do.
And don't forget
and
that.
And before the BITS Mixer, there is a tweet up for those of you who are into Twitter. I just saw Carrie Regan's post, and I'll put that out on the BITS list, and I should really go out on the leadership list as well. 6 p.m. Monday, so, you know, you can tweet before you, you know, lubricate, so to speak. I mean, what your strategy adjusted, whatever, you know.
She's playing that girl.
Okay, is there any old business to come before the meeting? Hearing none, is there any new business?
Okay, I may have came in too late for this, but did you already go over the thing about the election?
No, we're coming up to that, Karen. That'll be the next item. No new business? Well, guess what? Karen, here it comes. Elections. We've done this once before. Tom, I guess the most appropriate protocol here would be for you to report out the nominating committee again orally in this meeting, though it's been circulated.
Well, the nominating committee, we put forward the name of Jim Denham to occur as a nominating committee representative to move forward for the elections. But, of course, as you know, when you run the elections, the other people can be nominated from the floor.
So keep that in mind.
Okay, the name of Jim Denham has been advanced for the one directorship, open directorship position, term to begin whenever the election is announced, election result is announced, and continuing to 2019. It is a 3-year directorship term. I will do the ritualistic 3 calls. Are there any other nominations for this position?
Mr. Chair, this is Larry Turnbull. I'd like to nominate David Tanner.
Do you accept, Dave?
Yes.
I second the nomination. This is Renee,
okay.
And I second the nomination.
Okay, excellent. All right, we do have a contested election. That's fine. All about democracy. At this point, as we did last year, I think I'm going to invite both Jim Denham and David Tanner to speak to their candidates.
Two more times, John.
Two more times, John.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Are there any further nominations? Second call. Any further nominations for the office of director? Third time. Are there any further nominations for the directorship position ending in 2019? You know what to do.
Move the nominations.
They be closed. Second.
Okay. Move the nominations be closed. Any debate? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and thanks for calling my attention to my parliamentary gaffe there. I should know.
Point of interest, please.
Hey, how do we catch this before you went and embarrass yourself?
All right, somebody had a point and somebody had an interest.
Yes, I'd like to find out who did the motion and who seconded. If this is a voice call, you don't know who put the person up and who made the motion for the person.
Larry Turnbull and seconded by Renee.
Correct.
And then
Renee.
And then on the closing of nominations, it was Karen Campbell moved and Renee seconded.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. That's good. Okay. Last year, I believe we allowed the candidates about 2 minutes to speak to their candidacies or to designate someone to do so. So as the nominating committee nominee, Jim, I invite you to go first. And we'll hear from Dave, and then we'll discuss the procedure.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate that. My name is Jim Denham. My full-time job, I'm the Director of Assistive Technology at the Perkins School for the Blind. I've been a member of BITS/VidPi for over 20 years now. I've seen a lot of change in the organization, but I'm really excited where the organization is at right now. It is definitely... under, John's leadership, there's definitely a growing organization. And I really would like to add my piece as a board member to help move the organization forward. I love the idea of providing more training that was alluded to earlier in this meeting. And I think that's what we really need to do to grow our membership as an organization is to really provide training both to our members and to potential members and to grow the organization and to expand. Because there's a lot of people who are technology enthusiasts who are just interested in technology. Maybe they work in some other field, but they've got a strong interest in technology. And we as an organization can really move things forward and get them the knowledge they need to use their technology effectively. Because you can have the greatest piece of technology in the world, and unless you use it effectively, it doesn't do you much good. So I would love to move the organization forward and have the organization provide more training, expand the organization, and definitely get more people interested in BITS and grow the organization so it can be a resource to ACB. I would also like to work very closely with the Information Access Committee so we can work in partnership and do what needs to get done to advance technology for all people who are blind or vision impaired. So thank you in advance for your vote. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll hear from David Tanner of Minnesota, I believe. But, take that part of your statement.
The state of Minnesota, yes. I've been in the assistive technology field for a little over 30 years. The last little over 20 years was as an assistive technology specialist with the state of Minnesota, State Services for the Blind. I've been in BITS, I think, about 3 years now, actually. Been active in ACB off and on for about almost 30 years, not full-time, but back in Missouri in the late 80s or early 90s, and then more recently with the Minnesota State, Minnesota ACB of Minnesota. I am also, like Jim, I'm very interested in and excited that BITS is starting to do more in terms of offering tutorials and that kind of thing online. I think anything we can do to publicize and do things to give more information to blind people about technology, not only it makes things better for those people who participate in those programs, but also gives us more of a chance to publicize BITS and to gain more membership and more participation in BITS. Having been an affiliate president, not of a special interest affiliate, but an affiliate in the St. Louis area back several years ago, and having been on the board of directors both for Missouri Council and for ACB Minnesota, I'm aware of the duties and so forth, and ready to try to work with John and the board to fulfill those. And I appreciate your vote.
All right. Thank you for those presentations. We have done this once before. This will be an election that will be a little simpler because there's only one office to vote on. Earlene, do you want to discuss the procedure you envision when you think you might get the link up? I will say that everyone was sent an email that you needed to act on within 24 hours, so if you haven't, you're going to need it again. So I hope the people who are really interested did get their credentials. But I think I should let Arlene speak first, and then we'll discuss how I envision bringing this to closure.
I'm unmuted now. Okay, well, you know, as we were going along, I was thinking, oh, wow, they're not going to have a contested election, so I'll just put the ballot away for next year. But I spent a lot of work on doing the ballot there, and I tested it. But, you know, everything had to be done in such a rush that if something should happen that's wrong, you know, please be patient, and we'll get it straightened out as soon as possible. I'll have the ballot up this evening. I'll have it up shortly after we adjourn this evening. And election voting will be open until it is determined in this meeting that we close it. And last year, if you remember, when we had a board position available, you could select the board position and then submit your ballot. I've added a new wrinkle in there this year. You know, I'm always known for adding features as we go along. And I hope most of the features are good features. This feature will, when you'll put in your name, your email address, and select the radio button for the candidate you wish to vote for. And then there will be a button that will say, review your ballot. So you'll select that, and then your ballot will appear, and it'll show you what you have actually entered. And you can either go back and make changes, or you can submit your ballot. And the nice thing about this feature is, for some of you who use screen readers, sometimes people would accidentally hit enter twice, and it would try to submit the ballot. That won't happen now. You'll go to that review page, and you can go back and change your vote or whatever you want to do. And the other thing is all fields are required, so you can't get to the review your ballot unless you've entered your name, your email address, and at least made your selection of your vote. So it'll say, you know, your name, your email address, and then board member, term 1 ending in 2019.
And then the radio buttons will show each person that the Jim Denham and David Tanner that are eligible to be voted. So I hope you enjoy the ballot. It's a, you know, some work, and I'm going to look forward to see how it all works out. And if anybody has any questions, you know, feel free to email me. I know there will probably be some login issues. If you have a problem logging in, just email me, and I will be happy to help anyone that needs any assistance.
Okay, can't do better than that.
What's your email, Arlene?
I'll have my email address in the message. I'll send a message to the list letting everyone know when the ballot is open, and I'll make sure that my email is in there. But it's Arlene@earlyinfuse.com.
Because I never got the instruction email to actually create an account or whatever.
Same with me also.
My name is spelled incorrectly, my first name, so that might make a difference also.
And Arlene, I never received my email to set up my credentials.
Okay. I've been through this list so many times that I know some instructions have been sent. What you could do is you go to the login screen and you put in your email address and you can request a new password. If I can remember, it's Marty, Lillian, and who is the third person?
Lyle,
okay. I'll go in and resend you your credentials, and if you don't receive them, I sent most of them out Sunday and some of them on Monday, just so you have an idea of the time frame for when they went out.
I'm looking in my email folder now, and I don't see it.
Excuse me?
That link is only good for 24 hours.
Right, so you need to have them resent anyway.
How do I go about correcting the spelling of my name?
Is that Marion
Who is that?
This is Marsha Moses. You have me as M-A-R-S-H-A, and it's M-A-R-C-I-A.
Boy, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. And it was in the on the list, and I copied it from the list. I've
been trying to have this problem corrected for the last couple of years, but I haven't seen been getting anywhere.
Marsha, is it CIA? Is that it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, I want to correct it. I think it's wrong in the AMS database, too, so I'll note that.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, I believe it is, too, yes.
Because we took that up from AMS, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll just think of Cloak and Dagger, and I'll have it CIA, not FHA, okay?
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, we all need demonic devices.
Marsha, I can fix your name. It's CIA, I'll fix it.
Okay, thank you, and I don't know if you'll need to send me another email, I think.
I might not need to, but I'll just do it anyway just to make sure that
the people who are expressing particular concerns, please note Arlene, her email address, Arlene@earlenehughes.com. Arlene is like major league responsive, and we want to make sure that everyone who wishes to vote, who is entitled to vote, gets the opportunity to vote. So,
thank you, Arlene.
You're welcome.
John,
yes.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yeah, who's that?
David Tanner.
David, okay, I thought that
Monday when I took the link and went down to the website and I filled everything in and I hit save, and I got a message that they could not find the page. I got back to the home page. It did not save my information, so all I did was successfully took and had it send me into a link and redid it, and that time it worked fine. So if you happen to have that problem, just go back and have it send to say that you forgot your password, and it'll send you a new link.
Okay, that'd be one way to solve it.
Oh, yeah, and it, like Karen said, if it's over 24 hours, it won't work.
You're going to need to do it anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Just bear with us. As you know, this was, we would have had this ironed out, but we had all we could do to make sure we had a legitimate list. I'm going to suggest, as we did last year, we basically closed the polls at 2,400 hours on Tuesday. Well, last Tuesday would be the 28th this year. It would be the 28th this year.
Yes, it would be the 28th.
So it would be 1159.
You know. And we don't get an extra second either. It's no leap second. We'll use Eastern Daylight as the flag. So if you're in Arizona or on the Pacific Coast, you gotta do it before 9 p.m. Okay. And then Erling will
help there, huh?
Let me know. Yeah. Erling will let me know on Wednesday morning or whenever she has the totals. What we did last year, I'm going to again suggest we do it this year, is to reconvene the same time next week, 6 p.m., an adjourned meeting for the simple purpose of announcing the election results. I mean, I could distribute them, but we met an adjourned meeting, and after that adjourned meeting, I'll distribute them anyway, but can I get a sense for that protocol?
For the record, Mr. Chair, this is Ray Campbell.
Yeah, right.
I would make a motion that the polls be closed at 11:59 Eastern Time on Tuesday, June 28th, and that this meeting be reconvened at 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, June 29th, for purposes of announcing the election results.
Do I have a second?
Second. Second.
Okay. Is there any debate
Aaron
or discussion
Campbell
on the motion?
Seconded.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly Stanfield.
Yeah, we got those married people that are doing a tag team out there in Illinois, you know. God bless them. Is there any debate or discussion on this motion?
Okay, so now the word this meeting is over, you'll start sending out the email so I can start working for it?
Yeah, you'll get the ballot instructions.
You should have gotten a message that said it's something like an administrator has created an account for you, and if you don't have that message, or if you
check
can't
your junk
have
folders.
That message, well, if you can't find it because your login ID, if you haven't changed your login ID, it'll be 24 hours old, so it won't work. So if you're not sure, there's a login form at the bottom of the homepage, and you would enter your email address and your request new password, and it'll give you a page where it'll ask you for your email address, and it'll say request new password. And then email instructions will be sent to the email address that was in the AMS database. So for the people that didn't get any kind of login, I don't know if the AMS database and your email address match. So we might have to do some adjusting of your account. If you don't get your login, just email me and let me know, and we'll get that sorted out. You've got 6 days to vote, and usually on the last day, I'll send out a reminder, you know, letting people know in case they forgot. But we can address all these issues so that everybody has a chance to vote.
Okay.
As I said, if you request a new password and you don't see it appear in your email box, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, check your junk folder to make sure it didn't land there.
Oh, yeah.
the simplest way is to use the login form, assuming that you, you know, that it recognizes your email address. That would actually be pretty simple. I think that's the simplest way.
Yep. Bit.com, is that the address still, or did y'all change it?
No, the website is...
Can you discuss that offline, please?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Karen, I'll give you a buck.
Is the URL still the same?
Yes,
bit.http.org.
All that is the same. Is there any further business to come before the meeting?
We need to vote on that motion.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course, indeed, we do. Right, we do. Okay. You've heard, it's late over here. Well, it's later where you are, and it's past 10.
It's later where we are.
I know.
I've got something important at work to get ready for tomorrow.
All right, yeah, I understand that. Appreciate your patience. Assuming no further discussion on this, I'll call the question on Ray's motion. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Is there any further business to come before the meeting?
Mr. President.
Yes.
Just like it to be known that the poll, this is Jim, the polls are closing on my birthday.
No. Okay.
I'm not going to vote for you.
You don't get an extra vote for that, just so you know.
Yeah, right, you know. Assuming no other business to come before the meeting, the chair will willingly entertain a non-amendable, non-debatable motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
After motion duly moved and seconded at 10:15 p.m. EDT, the motion was adjourned. I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much, everyone, for a very successful second teleconference meeting. I love this organization, and I love the way we efficiently conduct business. We had a bit on our plate, took about an hour, 10 minutes, but we got her done. Can we end the recording?